I'm Craig Beaumont Flynn. Welcome to Beyond the Design, a show that gives you a peek behind the curtain of the design industry and shares the stories of those that are the driving force behind it. Well, welcome to Beyond the Design. And today we have with us Karen Radue from Kitchen Design Group. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Craig. I look forward to our conversations today.
Well, we're glad to have you on. Can you share a bit about your journey into kitchen design and what initially sparked your passion for this field?
That's an interesting question. I was in university studying interior design, interior architecture, actually. And I was at the very end, last 2 months of my education. And I happened to just open up a magazine and I saw this beautiful kitchen. And I said, I think that's what I want to do. I want to do kitchen design. It was really that easy because I was somewhat lost in school. They teach you a lot of commercial and residential really isn't taught. Right. But in that moment, I just knew I clicked. That's where I wanted to be. So I was in Arizona at the time, and I just looked for it was an apprenticeship, if you will. And I went and worked for a mom and pop cabinet company. And I thought, this is a good place to start. And after a year, I was just couldn't wait to get out and be in California or any place but Phoenix. And I have been in kitchen design ever since. I got my first real job in Pacific Palisades, California, and that was in 1989. And I have been doing kitchens ever since.
Wow. Well, congrats and much success for moving forward to you. Reflecting on the early days of your career, what were some of the pivotal moments or projects that helped shape your design philosophy and your mindset and actually having a kitchen design group or Karen Radue stamp on it?
Well, I think knowing what I do now, I had to kind of get out of my own way because obviously when you get out of school and you've just put in 5 or 6 years of design program, you think you know it all and everybody's just waiting to hear you. And I realized how much I didn't know. So I really just took the first 4 or 5 years and immersed myself around other kitchen designers and really got comfortable with the profession. And I think that once that happens and you have confidence, then you can really just design kitchens. And it doesn't particularly mean you have a style or you have a design. It's just understanding good kitchen design. Right. But it took many, many years.
Practice makes perfect, as they say. Well, the kitchen is often called the heart of the home. How do you approach designing a space that needs to be both functional and welcoming and warming and being that heart of a home?
You know, and that phrase has slightly changed, Craig, because I think we have pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. And when I got into kitchen design, it wasn't necessarily glamorous at that time. And I think it has become a profession within the design industry that has become glamour because people are using their kitchens. People want beautiful kitchens, but they also use them. They cook, they meet with their family. So it really is the heart of the home in a sense that it's a place where family comes together. The kids come in, they are doing homework, they're doing crafts. Parents are cooking, they're baking. So I believe it is the heart of the home because it's where tough conversations happen within the family and it's where traditions start.
Very, very true. That's where I learned to cook was in the kitchen, obviously, with my grandmother. And it brings back memories. You know, you have that, the essence of memories are always created in that environment. You have a unique perspective, both as a designer and a cook. How does your culinary experience influence your design process?
Well, it's funny you say, because I did grow up cooking. We grew up with a lot of tradition, but it was more family and culture. And I think my interest for cooking really started, and that's perhaps what led me into kitchen design, was when I was in college and I took one of my first jobs in the housewares department of Bullock's department store. Yeah, yeah. And we would have chefs come in, and I really just really kind of found a love and an interest for it. And it's always stayed within me, but it's also grown. And my husband is a winemaker. So I feel as though being a kitchen designer, entertaining with wine, you kind of have to immerse yourself into cooking. And it's something I really enjoy and I really love in it. And it helps me with educating my clients and setting up a kitchen as well.
So during the design process, what keeps you motivated in new designs and new theories? Is it more related to functionality for the homeowner or all the new gadgetry and design elements that are out there?
I think first and foremost, it's that interaction with the client. It's them coming in with somewhat state of confusion or needing help and being able to sort out their ideas and their goals in the kitchen. Of course, the new gadgets in kitchen design is always fun, but we're in a place right now where it could be somewhat overwhelming because there are so many kitchen appliances and gadgets that I kind of have to tell my clients, don't put in everything or you will have no function or storage. So, but I am completely motivated. I get really excited with every project.
Is there a particular project that you can think of during your journey that really stands out? It's like, that was the, I want more of these type of projects.
I would like to say I like the small and the large, but I think in the beginning years, it's the projects that you do find solutions, whether it's a small kitchen, whether it's a large kitchen, you mm-hmm. find solutions. And it's really when the aesthetic and the function come together and you say, yes, I did it. And that's really, you get so excited and you can't wait.
Right.
And it builds your confidence. So you really know, like, if someone comes to me for a kitchen design, there is not a doubt in my mind that we cannot find a solution for what
sustainability,
they want to do.
Right. Sustainability and technology are increasingly important to modern kitchen design. Can you discuss with us how you incorporate these elements into your design?
Yeah. So, you know, aesthetically, I always have a timeless, I always want to make things timeless. I don't want to make them too trendy. So timelessness is important because I feel like the duration of a kitchen can be 20 to 30 years because of the expense. So, you know, you want to be mindful about the materials you're putting in, that they're natural and that they do have sustainability and duration. So that is really important to me. I also believe that when clients are looking at things, I want to make sure that they're not picking things that are going to be here today and gone tomorrow.
Right, right.
And yeah, it's an important factor in today's design.
Well, your firm Kitchen Design Group has been at the forefront of kitchen design for what, now 30 decades? Or 3 decades, not 30.
It's been 3 decades. It sometimes feels like 30 decades.
30 decades, you look great.
it's been over 3 decades, yes.
So how do you keep your ideas innovative and stay ahead of trends?
I constantly align myself with what's out there. I align myself with the appliance manufacturers and representatives that all the time, mm-hmm. cabinetry, there are certainly trends. So I definitely stay current in it. And I'm always thinking kitchens and bathrooms I live it, I breathe it. And so, you know, of course there's magazines, there's designers, but you know, I'm always looking to see what others are doing too. I never get complacent thinking I know it all. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to reference myself with other really good interior designers, see what they're doing. And I believe, you know, you do stay current. And I think, you know, other designers do that with me. So,
so
it keeps us all
current. Is there a kitchen design group element or signature that you try to incorporate into each of the design?
You know, Cray, that's funny because a lot of people say, oh, that's got a Karen Riddell look. I don't think I have one, but I think it's clean design. I love really clean design. I love good design, but whether it falls into a Spanish, California Spanish, Mediterranean, country home, I feel like once you know good design, and that's relative to spatial mm-hmm. relationships in a kitchen, you can see it in an image. And I feel it's real important. And the other challenging part is today with appliances, they have what's called flush inset, where everything's flush. And
right.
And a lot of interior designers who might be doing kitchens might miss that, whereas we stay very current on it. So how to install the appliances so where everything is flush, everything looks good. I think those are real important. I would say that would be the trademark I would have first and foremost, is respect for the appliances and what they can do, and then spatial relationships.
What are some of the projects you're currently working on?
You know, we're fortunate right now. We have most of our work is in California on the West Coast. We have a couple of jobs in Lake Tahoe. We have one in New Jersey, one in Atlanta. So we are also going out throughout the United States and being contracted to do kitchen design. It's such a specialty. And
right.
I've realized there's not a lot of people that really specialize in kitchen design anymore that do the whole gestalt of the project.
Correct. Because sometimes a lot of interior designers just take it upon themselves without reaching out to someone that actually focuses on kitchen design. So is there a particular project that you can think of that you haven't worked on that you want to, or a location or a type?
Let's see. I feel like I've tapped into most of it. I can't even say I've done, because
done
of where
all.
I live, I've done, I've been on the ocean. I've been in the country. And what I don't know won't kill me, but you know, I feel like I've done quite a bit. I've experienced quite a bit. I'm sure I haven't done it all, but I won't know that until I get that one job.
Walk us through the process, and your approach when you get a new project, from initial consultation to the final touches. What does the process look like for you and a kitchen design group?
So, you know, one thing I do when I first meet with a client is I try to identify a budget. That's meaningful to me because I think there's a lot of designers and contractors who don't, and it can cause a lot of wasted time. And I think just defining that number, and that's both what they should expect to pay and what they can pay, so that you kind of stay in your lane, if you will.
Right.
So that's real important to me. I like to know how people function. Like, what do you like to cook? Do you plan to cook? Do you need a place for your children? All of these questions that can be done, because that's part of the planning. And at the beginning, it's even more than aesthetic, because if you can have a beautiful kitchen, but if it doesn't function properly, then I haven't done my job. So I really work on the space planning and the efficiency of it. And then I would say probably by the second or third time we meet, I start building it aesthetically. Mm-hmm. But space planning doesn't know aesthetic at this point, right? It could be contemporary. It could be, but once you start building it, then we start to incorporate the aesthetic of either the house or what my client thinks they want. And then I will build on that. I will start to suggest some creative ideas or outlets, how to design the hood, bringing in the cabinet hardware. How does that all look and how does that relate to each other?
Right. Designing kitchens is a collaborative process, especially you have to, like you said, get to know the client and budget, but also how functionality of how they work the space. If it's just a show kitchen and they don't cook, or they actually do cook, how do you work with clients to ensure their vision and needs are met while also pushing the boundaries of design?
And I always do make suggestions, Craig. They might not have think it, or they might come in and say, I definitely do not want the A, B, or C, but their kitchen is screaming for A, B, or C. So I just kind of keep it in the back of my head, and I'll gently propose it throughout. And so it is a collaboration. I'm working with their vision. And most of the time, even if they don't cook, then that means they bring in someone who does cook, and for parties or for entertaining. So I still have to make sure that it functions well. Right. And the good news is that today when I do kitchens, I would say it's a very small percentage that just say, I don't cook anymore. I have found that people love to cook. They love to be, and even if they don't love to cook, they love being in the kitchen and just, you know, pretending and moving around. And so I like that. I like to see people, you know, communing around food and cooking more.
Is it more difficult, do you think, to design a larger kitchen or a smaller kitchen?
It can be more difficult to design a larger kitchen because you just, again, the spatial relationships. Sometimes, you know, the island is, you don't want to get so large of an island that you're walking around this thing. You can't reach in the middle to clean it. You have to be mindful of if you wanted to put a slab on it, how big is the slab so you don't have seams. So I think it can be a little bit more difficult to design a really large kitchen. And then that's where I begin to kind of break it up into spaces. So there might be a cleanup area. We might incorporate a back pantry, things like that. So that's kind of where the creative part comes in.
Looking to the future, what trends or innovations are you excited about in kitchen design?
I think we're going to see a big flux of induction cooking because of people are just wanting, and some of the states are requiring to move away from gas, some sooner than others, certainly California. So I think as much as you don't want to see it, because everybody loves open flame cooking, but there's some real nice positive qualities with the future of induction cooking, and that it is so immediate, and that a lot of the appliance companies have jumped on board to step up and, you know, have some really nice techniques and ideas around it. So I think we'll see that in some of the newer cooking elements.
So do you go to KBIS?
I do. I go sometimes. I did go this year.
So when you go to trade shows or showrooms, do you feel like a kid in a candy store?
I do. I love to see what's coming out and what's new. And most of the time, by the time something comes out, we've already heard about it for a couple years or a year prior. But it is exciting then that moment to see it. I am going to Italy in a couple weeks for the big Salone show, which is all kitchens. And that's really exciting because we're kind of seeing what the other side of the other countries are doing, and how that works into the U.S. market.
Right. Especially in products, because of the scalability, it's a lot smaller in Europe than it is usually in the U.S. So beyond kitchen design, what other passions do you have?
Well, I do a lot with entertaining, and that's been really exciting. So between the wine, I'm in the wine business. So those merging of all those passions.
Right.
I've come out with a pottery line, which is
fantastic.
Something I really love. I collaborated with a potter in Guanajuato, Mexico, which Gorky Gonzalez, and he's second generation potter. And I have always been a lover of his pottery. And I did reach out to him and we collaborated and he made a pottery line for me. So it's my design, but it definitely has his influence, which I love. I'm just real excited about it. So I feel like my next pass is kind of unfolded to be kind of a lifestyle brand with the kitchen design and the wine making and entertaining, and it's all the things I love. And it's
right.
It's no joke. Let's face it. It's we have to work very hard for what we have. So it's nice to work hard for what you love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you got to have that drive and love and passion. How do you incorporate the interests and how do they complement each other? And do they ever intersect in your work?
They do. And I think that's what has led up to this, because I think people are very fascinated about, you know, having vineyard and drinking wine. And when I would walk into a client's house, they would say, "Tell me about your wine business," before we even talked kitchens. And I thought, okay, there's some interest out there.
Yeah.
So that's how we started to kind of create you know, a bond between the two businesses. But it definitely helps to know cooking and entertaining when setting up a kitchen. Even though my first passion is designing. That's what I went to school for, and that's what I've been doing all these years. But with these secondary traits, it's helped me understand how to set up kitchens, how to set up pantries, what someone needs for entertaining, how they're going to hang their tablecloths, where they're going to put their multiple sets of dinnerware. So I feel like it does all kind of merge together.
Right. How many times have you redesigned your own kitchen?
To be honest, none. I've been in this
really?
House for
well,
18
you're a pro.
Years. I've been in this house for 18. When I go to design for myself, I don't second guess. I pretty much make a decision very quickly, because I know there's so many options. There's so many options, and you can't get hung up on all the options, or you'll never get it done. I also live in a very small California bungalow, so the kitchens are very small, but my kitchen is very efficient.
So what's next for you? What else do you want to do?
That's a good question.
That you haven't done yet?
I think I'm probably at my max, Craig. I have a showroom in Pacific Palisades, and I just opened up a very small 200 square foot room with wine tasting. And I think that I want to start to do workshops that people have interest in, do pop-ups, a place where people can come, learn about design, learn about other products, do wine tasting. I would probably feel that's my next biggest goal.
Are you going to do cooking classes there?
That would be a little bit difficult, because our kitchens are not working. So, but that's not to say that I couldn't collaborate and do them in a working kitchen.
So I asked what motivates you, what inspires you?
Travel. I would say travel is probably the biggest thing, whether I'm traveling within the U.S. or outside. I love to see the way other people and cultures work, because that's where it starts, right? It's tradition, it's culture, it's kind of an unspoken language that every culture speaks. You know, cooking, every culture is creating traditions in their kitchens. Right. Some of them have larger, some of them have smaller scale, but it's very uplifting for me.
Can you share a project you're particularly proud of, and what made it so special for you?
I believe probably the project that would come to me and say, I want a kitchen that looks like it's in the south of Provence. And designing that kitchen and having been there and knowing the types of limestones and things that come from that area, how they cook, what the range styles are, having been able to travel and understand that cooking over there and bringing it into a project here is very rewarding. And that's what I love. I love that I can bring in different elements from all over and build upon that.
Have you ever been thoroughly challenged by a client's request?
Oh, yeah. And that still happens all the time. And I think it's mostly Because there's, we have so much access to internet, to looks. Right. And sometimes someone just falls in love with a look and they are going to want it, whether it fits there or not. And most of the time you can, you know, talk to someone, but sometimes you can't. And you just have to give them, you know, what they think they want. But those are probably the biggest challenges, is just when someone's just really strong. But most of the time, you know, you can, everybody's got an opening. It's just,
right,
you know, how you get there.
True.
Nobody taught us that we have to work with people and understand the psychology of people, but it's super important. We use it all the time.
Right.
And teach things you. Don't always go right. Like I could get a call, or one of my designers in the office will say, well, so-and-so's not happy today and they want to have a meeting. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go get, you know, and by the end of that meeting, we're all smiling and loving each other. And it's just listening to people, you know, and things do go off track, and how do we get back right on track?
Yeah. It's one thing they do not teach you in design school is communication with a client and client management.
Right. Right.
The huge factor. I was going to ask you something in particular, and now I can't remember what it was. For those aspiring to enter the field of kitchen design or start their own design firm, what advice would you offer them?
Okay. To be a kitchen designer, I would absolutely advise them to do it. I feel like kitchen design will always be, and although we're in this world that things are constantly moving and jobs are going away and substituted with computers or robots,
right,
I feel like kitchen design will always be around, at least for the next century. So I feel like kitchen design is super important. So I would definitely encourage anybody, and there's not a lot of us. So,
right.
The other question was, opening your own business. See how quick,
yes,
that went away. opening a business. I would never discourage anybody from starting their own business. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that goes into it. And maybe when I started, it was being capitalized both personally and from a business standpoint, which I was not, but the universe told me this will be successful. And I was a hard worker, and it worked out. But I wouldn't recommend anybody to go through that process. it's a lot of work, right? The business plan that you come up with today will not work tomorrow. So you have to always be ready for change. And what's important today will not be important, you know, tomorrow. And so in the 3 decades, I have had to be willing to change. And you can see a lot of businesses where you say, gosh, they're still running like they were 20 years ago. And that doesn't mean that they won't be successful, but you have to be willing to change and move with the times. And if I had to say today's issues would be, it's the cost of doing business. It's just very expensive. And you can plan and plan and plan, but freight's expensive, delivery's expensive, gas is expensive. So there's a lot of costs that come up that you don't typically anticipate. So, but you know, next year it'll be something else, but right, I'll be changing with the times, hopefully. Or if not, I'll be drinking wine next door.
Hey, that's not a bad option. That is
right?
Not a bad option. So amongst your journey in this field, what are you most surprised about, and what was most expected that you've experienced?
Honestly, I have to say I'm mostly surprised at my success. Growing up, I just, in the environment that I did, which was not bad, but it wasn't really, you know, educational and directed towards being a business person. So I would say I've been surprised with my journey, but I've been open. I've been open, and I think I'm not that person that sits, I think through things and meditatively, but I don't talk about it a lot. I just kind of do it. And I've, you know what, at the end of the day, if I leave here and I failed, I tried failing. But usually if you put your heart and your soul into it, you know, you will have success. And keep yourself aligned with the people that you admire to be. Mm-hmm. So that's been the biggest surprise. And what was the other one? The toughest? What was this? How did you say it?
Well, most unexpected. Something that you probably didn't learn from school or working at Bullock's that you just was unexpected that's kind of occurred.
I think the biggest thing is I never thought that I would make kitchen design about a brand. And that has to do with the lifestyle, with the entertaining at home. I just did it. And mm-hmm. I have found that it has become bigger because people have interest in it. And I didn't know that I was, you know, I knew I was good at entertaining, but I never thought it would become a forefront of what I do and how all of these factors, you know, helped me become a better designer and how kitchen design has helped me become a better entertainer. That's been very unknown and very unexpected. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love to, they're all things I love to do.
Has a client ever said they don't really entertain until you've designed a kitchen for them and then they become an entertainer?
Always. Yeah. They didn't think they would ever cook.
Yeah.
And that because we laid out a kitchen that it became so easy. And it may not be so literal like laying out a great kitchen, but laying out a kitchen where people can come and they can join friends, family members. And so it becomes a gathering space and you have no choice whether if you don't want to cook, you're certainly putting out a cheese board or, you know, something like that. So you are in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a client request that's been so odd for something to be installed in their kitchen?
Yes, there has been. Oh, I once put a children's bed in a kitchen. Look at your face.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be really nice. It was a first.
Do they not have a bedroom?
It was a first level, and it was how can we incorporate the space underneath the stairs? And she had several small children. So it wasn't a bed, but we ended up doing like a reading nook. And it was
like
very
Harry
charming.
Potter.
Very Harry Potter. It was actually really well appointed because we came in and we designed it and we did not make it look, it really fit in. Since then, we've redesigned the kitchen and it's no longer a children's.
Oh. They're too big for it now.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular that you can think of product-wise that you haven't been able to install in the kitchen? That you would like to work with or incorporate?
I would love to do, install more of the sous vides. And that's been something. I would love to install one of the French ranges like we sell, like the La Cornue, but do a whole kitchen in it or a really big working island in it. I haven't been able to get one of my clients to latch on to that, but I still have hope. I still have hope.
Well, it's on my wish list, but maybe not this year.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience, Karen?
I mean, just in closing that if you're doing a kitchen, it's definitely worth hiring a professional to get it right. A lot of people think, yes, I got this. I can do it on my own. But the investment into an interior designer or kitchen designer like myself really doesn't add that much more to the project. Right. And I feel that the money we can save in future mistakes is kind of balanced out. So I would say definitely consult with a professional at some level.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you 100% from the professional. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on our show, and I thank you for your time today and much more 30 years plus 1989. So more success to you.
Thank you, Cray. It's been nice speaking with you as well.
You too. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.